Another Fine Gael TD has announced that he will not be seeking re-election to the Dáil. This time, it's former Taoiseach Leo Varadkar. He was first elected TD for Dublin West in 2007. It brings to 13 the number of sitting Fine Gael TDs who won't be looking for your vote come the next general election. We're joined now by our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane. Micheál, this probably was expected. He told his constituency branch first. What did he say?
He said that he had never intended being a career politician, staying there for the entirety of his career, and that it was now time to explore new options and opportunities, and that he was telling his constituency first because they were the people who'd helped him throughout his time in the Dáil, and before that, running for the council in 2004, when of course he was one of the highest vote getters in the country, getting 5,000 votes back then. He also said it was necessary to make the announcement in this week. That was to give people who are interested in succeeding him as a candidate in Dublin West the time to prepare for the selection convention in that constituency, which is going to take place in the middle of September.
He had a high international profile, of course, during the whole Brexit debacle and Brexit negotiations. New options and opportunities he's looking for. Any indication what he might do next?
No, I mean, there is a feeling that it will be an international role. Could that be one of the big technology companies, or could he become a board member with international companies? They're the kind of things that seem likely now. I suppose Leo Varadkar is adamant, though, he'll continue as a TD to operate at full tilt for the months ahead, whether that election comes in the winter time or early next year, and that will be his focus. He's been different to others in that regard, in the sense that he has appeared in the Dáil several times in a way that former Taoiseach haven't in the past, when they are stepping down or have stepped down as party leader, focusing in on key debates, particularly in relation to health and also EU legislation in recent weeks.
Looking across the Atlantic, J.D. Vance, only elected 2 years ago, he's now a potential vice president of the United States, if elected. Took Leo Varadkar a little bit longer. First time TD in 2007, 10 years to get to the role of Taoiseach. But he was tipped for advancement fairly early on in his political career, wasn't he?
He was, even from that point in 2004, where he emerges as a strong councillor, strong in the sense of a very high vote. And from the moment that he walks into the Dáil in 2007, he's seen as clever and combative too. And he announces that arrival really with a very spiky contribution and an analysis of the then sitting Taoiseach Bertie Ahern and his credentials for the role of Taoiseach, which was, by the standards of a new TD, fairly fiery indeed. And I mean, as soon as Fine Gael, I suppose, get to government, Leo Varadkar was always going to be one, it seemed, who would be a part of the cabinet lineup. And he was beginning in transport, later there are spells in health and social protection before becoming Taoiseach. And he achieves that, I suppose, by being seen as a new voice within the party and by also assiduously kind of building up his profile with his colleagues along the way. Although he didn't get the nod from the party's grassroots in that leadership campaign, he was the clear winner when it came to the overall vote and got the backing of his Shannon and Dáil colleagues by some distance.
I remember that time so well. The enthusiasm that there was from his backers for him to be leader. Yet he was never the great vote getter that they had hoped he would be for Fine Gael.
Yeah, that was the test. That is the measure for any TD who was selecting a new leader. And they did believe that Leo Varadkar was going to be this new voice, offering something very different to the electorate. I suppose there was early evidence perhaps that it was working with the local and European elections in 2019, but there were seat losses, significant enough seat losses in 2020, the party falling to 35 TDs. So from that point on, I suppose Leo Varadkar is in a degree of difficulty. There are opinion polls along the way which ebb and flow a bit, particularly during the COVID period. But ultimately, last March, he reaches the decision himself that it isn't time to continue on. And I suppose what really seemed to seal that in the eyes of watching from outside anyway is that thumping that the government received in the two referendums that it held earlier in the year.
Will Fine Gael retain his seat in Dublin West?
Well, it does seem like he at least is giving his nod to Eimear Curry, the senator, who also, of course, was his running mate in 2020. To succeed him there, but the convention to take place in September. If you look at the local elections there, Fine Gael made progress. I suppose Eimear Curry too has the profile of being a senator and did get about 1,800 or 4.5% of the vote the last time. So I suppose comes into this with a degree of experience based on current opinion polls, you'd have to think, and the fact that that constituency too does have an extra seat. It moves up to a 5-seater when the election is held, that the party does look fairly to have good prospects of retaining the seat.
More than a third now, Micheál, of the party's TDs who were elected in 2020 are not running again, and there's still possibly more to come.
I suppose there are still more to come until this finally settles down. Although the selection conventions are taking place at pace now, really, for Fine Gael. About 10 have taken place already. There's another 4 or 5 in the next week or so. But I suppose people will look to maybe politicians such as Michael Ring to see, will he make an announcement about his future plans? Maybe there's one other as well in the mix. So it's 13 sitting TDs, 12 of them in the current Fine Gael parliamentary party, one outside the ranks, Joe McHugh, but who of course was elected a Fine Gael TD. And then if you throw in Owen Murphy's name, Owen Murphy left this Dáil quite early but was one of the 35 elected for the party the last time. It is going to mean that there will be many, many new candidates for Fine Gael. That, whatever way you look at it, given that incumbency is such an important thing for TDs, will present a challenge, notwithstanding the bounce the party has received under its new leader.
Micheál, thank you very much indeed. Our political correspondent there, Micheál Lehane.